Today we're going to talk about, should salespeople be fast-talking alpha personalities? Or is it possible for anyone to sell, no matter what their personality actually is? Okay, let's start here. This is probably one of the biggest myths in selling today. That in order to succeed in selling, you somehow have to be some fast-talking, overly aggressive, I can sell ice to an Eskimo type of person. Have the gift of the gab, talk a lot, wheel and deal. Nothing, let me repeat myself, nothing can be further from the truth. You see, according to behavioral science, within the first 7 to 10 seconds of every conversation you're in, whether that's on the phone or in person or on Zoom, your prospect is picking up on verbal and nonverbal cues based on your tonality and what you are saying that triggers their brain to react in one of two ways. The first way is if you come across aggressive, fast-talking, salesy, and needy, it automatically triggers fight or flight mode in your prospect's mind and causes them to throw out objections like, we don't need it, I'm too busy right now, can you just email me some information? Then they just try to get rid of you quickly. Ask yourself, when a salesperson calls you and they're really enthusiastic, ask you a few questions and then they go into pitch mode and starts telling you all about their company and their products and their solutions, what do you typically do? Well, according to the data, you do one of two things. Write this down. If you're more of an A-type personality, you get really defensive, you throw out objections very quickly, and you just reject what they're offering and you get out of there quick. You pound the phone, you hang it down. Or if you're more of a passive type of person, just a normal person, you withdraw from them and you say things like, oh, that sounds interesting. Can you send me more information and I'll get back to you? And then you don't return their phone calls, you don't return their emails, and you ignore their text messages, right? Now on the flip side, if you come across conversational, low key, and especially detached from the sale with the right tonality, and you know the right questions to ask, it triggers your prospect's brain to become so curious that they feel they have to engage with you, that they want to open up to you, as you might have something they don't want to miss out on, something very valuable to them. You see, you want to adopt a natural and neutral tone with the words you use when talking to your prospects. This will allow you for more of a trusting connection to happen. In short, the goal is for you to become more human than salesy. You see, if you want to be at the very top in sales, you want to be the very best, you need to focus on whether or not there's a sale to be made in the first place, whether or not they have problems, whether or not you can actually help them. You see, when you detach yourself from the expectations of making the sale, you automatically take the pressure out of your sales conversations, and it allows your potential customers to feel comfortable opening up to you, wanting to engage with you, and telling you the truth about what their real problems are in order to move forward with your solution to actually solve those. Now, let me make myself clear, though. I don't mean that you shouldn't get the sale. Of course you should. That's why you got into sales. What I do mean is to keep your agenda to yourself and focus on them and helping them find and solve problems, which means you get the sale. To simplify it for you, get rid of your commission breath. Ugh. This is how you build real rapport that triggers your prospects to want to engage with you. It causes them to view you as the expert, as the trusted authority who can get them where they want to be, who can actually get them the results that they want and solve their problems, rather than how they view most salespeople as just another salesperson who's trying to stuff their solution down their throat. You see, successful selling is an acquired skill. No one is born out of their mother's womb with sales and persuasion skills. If you want to be the best at sales, all it takes is learning techniques and questions that work with human behavior rather than against it. Now, can questions be learned? Well, yes, of course. Can you learn the right tonality and the right delivery of your questions when talking to somebody, your prospects? Well, yes, of course. That means any personality can succeed in sales. All it takes, learning the right questions asked at the right time in the conversation with the right tonality, and you can make a ton of money in sales. But more importantly, you're able to help a lot of your prospects find problems they didn't even think they had, and actually help them solve those. Okay, we just went over, should salespeople be fast-talking alpha personalities, or is it possible for anyone to sell no matter what their personality is? And that is your tip for the day.